Welcome to Fag Nation episode 6.
Fag Nation is your gay dose of news, views, and booze in 30 minutes or less. I'm Jake.
And I'm Alan. And today we're having some amazing blueberry kamikaze in my pussy shots.
Yum. Mm.
And my eyes are watering a little bit. God bless you, girl. I don't think I could do this in one shot. Oh, sorry, okay.
That's
actually the IKEA Made in Italy logo.
That is tart.
It's 10288.
You'll notice these glasses everywhere as IKEA. They're iconic.
Iconic. TV shows is that what's spelled with a K? Iconic. I-K.
Exactly.
O-N-C-I-N-I-C.
So it's a blueberry kamikaze, my pussy.
1 ounce. No, it's a blueberry kamikaze, my pussy.
1 ounce
in my pussy. Like, in my pussy.
1 ounce blueberry vodka, 1/4 ounce blue curacao.
Curacao.
A 1/4 ounce triple sec, sweet, and then sweet and sour and lime juice, I guess, to kind of splash.
You can taste the lime juice. There's a shitload of lime juice in there.
That was good.
Yeah.
It was tart.
It tasted like Massengill. Like, if I was a pussy on a period, I'd taste like that.
Yum. Okay, and we're drinking two different drinks.
Oh, yes.
What do you got?
I have the Long Beach iced tea. It's vodka, Jesus.
I know, right?
It's gin, everything. Tequila, rum, triple sec, sweet and sour, cranberry juice, 7-Up, cum, lady period juices.
All right, and I got an LA water. I kind of tastes like
an LA water, Los Angeles water.
Like,
that's bullshit.
It's vodka, gin, tequila, rum, blue curacao, Chambord, Coke, and sweet and sour. And,
It definitely tastes like tequila. I'm going to get crazy by the end of this episode.
Right.
I get crazy mean.
It's
almost like drinking, what's that stuff called? Jägermeister.
Oh, I don't do that shit.
Okay. Whatever.
So this week on Facebook was Doppelganger Week.
Doppelganger Week. We love that.
Love it. So we participated.
I did not participate.
I did for a couple days.
I tried to. I was this close to clicking it.
So who would you have put up?
I would have put up my number one doppelganger, Senor Tom Brady. No, that wasn't me. That was you.
No, that was mine. Yours was, I don't know who's your...
I was Alex Albrecht. And I was also Meg Ryan.
Were you? Yeah, Meg Ryan? That's awesome.
Look at me. Don't I look like I was in A Few Good Men?
Totally.
No, what's that movie?
Oh, you got Tom Hanks too, right?
Did I?
You did.
How dare you? Not Tom Hanks.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, Tom Cruise. Two different things, Jake. Tom Cruise.
I know, but you said A Few Good Men, so. Anyway.
A Few Good Men, Tom Hanks? Tom Cruise.
That's what I meant, Tom Cruise. Anyway.
A little bit more.
I know, all right. But
you
so
dirty
who's Alex Albrecht?
Alex Albrecht is
people
a.
People don't know. Unless you watch Dignation.
He is a celebrity.
It's true.
Yeah, he is a
celebrity.
And he does a show, a podcast. It's called Pod Nation with two D's. No, I'm just kidding. It's Dig Nation. D-I-G-G Nation.
No relation to Fag Nation.
None at all. Yeah.
Right. And I didn't
get
anyone.
Who did you look like?
I had to put in 3 fucking photos to get anyone at all. Apparently, I'm just a very unique face. I don't know. I eventually got Tom Brady was one, which I'll take that. And Kate Blanchett, which I don't see.
I totally saw it. If you saw the photo, and you will, you're seeing it right now. Hello, Kate Blanchett. This bitch could be the queen. Duh. Wait, was that...
Jealous.
I don't know.
Yeah, she played the queen in Elizabeth.
Never saw it.
Okay. Oh. You guys? Audience? No? Who was that?
Yeah.
It's our audience.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right, Queen Elizabeth. Oh, yeah. Hello, Kate Blanchett. Look at her. Anyway, good dick over here.
So, big story this week. Have to talk about it because, hello, we've talked about it every fucking episode. The Apple's iPad...
Apple's iPad.
Released. What did I say? I called it. Did I not call it? We were back in episode 2.
What did you call?
The iPad. We were watching the video with the Sports Illustrated.
You didn't call it iPad, though.
No. I didn't know what the fuck it was going to be called.
Okay. All right. What did you call? Tell us. Share it with me.
Well, whatever.
Share it with Daddy.
I called it the Apple's tablet that doesn't have a name yet.
Okay.
So I said it would be a release, and it is, and... There's a lot of controversy around it. I'll give you my opinion as the resident geek around here.
Okay, and I'll give you my opinion as the resident...
You don't give a shit about it?
Exactly.
So, there was a lot of hype around it. Like, I was a little underwhelmed by the presentation because we were all expecting, we being the geek world.
We as in like WII or we as in you and us.
Cute.
And
we as the geeks and whatever.
We, the Nintendo console, was so thrilled.
It was so underwhelmed. Okay. So I was expecting a lot. Was a little underwhelmed, but I'm definitely what's the word when stocks your
repent.
You're long on something. I think that it is a revolutionary.
We thought we were playing a game.
No games. Okay. Sorry. This is what I'm saying. Okay. people are saying it's just a big iPod Touch, which that basically
I
is.
I agree with that.
It basically is, if you boil it down. But the potential for what it is. Okay, the iPhone, the iPod Touch were, like 3 years ago when they first got released, people were like, you know, I want... God, I can't talk today. What I'm trying to get to is it turn into this device, the iPhone, turn into whatever the app, all the apps, all the 140,000 apps on the App Store are. So, like, this is my entertainment device. It's my GPS device. It's my personal assistant. It's my tape measure. I mean, it does everything, right? So, the iPad... because it's got a bigger screen, just look at it. Think of it as a open-ended device. Like, it's got a processor and a screen, and it can do whatever the fuck you want. So that's all I'm saying. Like, whatever.
That's not all you're saying. But
no,
I'm saying
future of computing.
It's the future of computing.
In 5 years, it's going to replace.
What
the
was so horrible about this laptop computer?
No,
oh my god,
not,
I hate the fact that I can't see the person
no,
in front of me.
No, people can't use this
like,
shit.
This
the
video.
Average, no,
why?
The average. My mom doesn't need a laptop. She needs an iPad.
Why?
Because it makes it easy. Why
does it make it easy? Honest, sincerely, why is it that I don't need this second part of this console?
No, it's not the second part of it. It's the interface. The same reason you can give a 2-year-old an iPod Touch or an iPhone, and they know intuitively it's the multi-touch interface.
They're not born gay people. They are born intuitive. They know how to fucking do this shit.
I can go on about it. This can turn into an hour podcast, which is not going to happen. But I'm just saying, I called it, and I said it was going to be released.
No, I know you did that.
And mark my words now, in 12 to 18 months, there's not going to be shit being given about the iPad. It's going to be a success. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying that it's going to be a success.
Okay, I don't see it, because I sincerely don't. We were at lunch the other day, and you said, God, if only I had an iPad right here, we'd be like...
I'm curious.
Because if we had a computer, it'd be like.
I'm curious to see how quick I can type on it.
Oh, I bought a netbook.
Finally,
look at this little bad boy. It's the new thing. It's better than the iPad or the iTampon.
So you saw.
And you can see everybody, and you can do your bullshit with it.
I know.
It's like, if I only had an iPod, I could see you, Jake.
So no? we're not gonna debate the iPad just yet.
I'm not trying to debate.
No, I know it hasn't even been released yet. I'm just saying that it's gonna be huge. That's all I'm saying.
Huge.
Now whether
like
or not
eight
you
inches
like,
huge.
Whether or not you like the name, because I'm not crazy about it, but I think it makes sense.
You know, it totally
for
makes
Apple,
sense.
Right?
iPad. It's a
but
bad.
But funny that Mad TV. I'm sure you've seen online. It's been going around.
Online or on Fox 11
or
if
wherever.
You're in California or Southern California.
The iPad.
Is Fox 11? Is Fox 11 a net? Oh my god! Honestly, iPad. Mad TV knew their shit. Watch this.
All right. And.
Out of the sales meeting. Hey, do you have a pad I can borrow?
Sure. Here you go.
No, you know, the other kind of pad. I can't believe you still use MaxiPad. I know. I have a narrow cervix, and so it's painful for me to use.
I have a narrow urethra.
I meant, why use a MaxiPad when there's the new iPad from Apple? iPad? With the new
it's
iPad?
It's amazing that this was like 5 years ago.
Seriously.
To my peach.
Oh, my peach. Jesus.
I like that. And with wireless Bluetooth technology,
wireless,
I can set you up for fast uploading without all that
But to the internet.
No, I know. No, it's,
it runs. It runs
being,
like
I'm being a dork.
Runs like yeah, exams in your cervix and stuff. The iron levels in your blood.
Pre-install the vaginal firewall protection.
Firewall. Jesus.
I love it.
Stop it right now. Jesus. Now, how exactly does that work?
How does what work?
How would the iPad work anyway? Like, you would have to,
this
like,
kind of iPad?
You would have to change something out, right?
Apple iPad.
Like your hard drive?
Please don't make us explain how it works.
That's ridiculous.
Love it.
But seriously, who knew that Mad TV was actually relevant at some point in their life?
I know, right?
They finally became relevant 5 years later. God
bless
you.
That's amazing. I love it.
Oh.
Ew.
That smells like carnitas.
Give me back our... Oh. Ew, what was that? Oh, my God. Why would you do that?
Why not?
Like me?
No.
That was so mean.
That sucks.
That was gross.
It what? Did it smell bad?
Yeah. Well, it smelled like carnitas.
It smelled like carnitas.
Digestible.
Carnitas a la stomach acid.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
All right, faggot. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Anyways, what's next? Oh, and by the way, people, these glasses are only because of my doppelganger.
An homage to...
No, exactly. An homage. And I don't typically wear glasses, but I kind of like these for today.
Oh, they're cute. They're real cute.
The only reason why I don't wear glasses is because I'm too nervous that I might get in a car wreck and then the explosion of the airbag would cause indentations in my face that would cause burns because of the glasses.
Really?
No, sincerely.
That's your concern?
No, sincerely. It is my concern. I am obsessively OCD.
I wouldn't know it.
There's no official phobia for that.
But being obsessively OCD? Wait, which one? The car?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant being... I am horrendously, like, if I were to get in a car, if I were to hit somebody... There was one time when I was almost going to have the runs when I was driving home, and I said, if I were to get in a car accident right now, I sincerely would have just shit myself and faked being passed out because... I would have gotten helicoptered out of there because there's no way in hell that I'd be shitting myself and having to do the whole insurance thing. There's no way.
I understand.
That would drive me crazy.
Oh my God.
Could you imagine?
I couldn't imagine.
And I don't like taking shits at work, so that has happened at least 2 times. Anyways.
Okay, what's the next story?
Next story is actually story.
Well, it wasn't a story.
NPH should replace Simon Cowell. Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not a story, it's just... You know, we were talking about this last episode. After watching American Idol, who should replace Simon Cowell? We talked about
last week. I was all about Tabitha Coffey,
right? And I say,
who really
after,
should sincerely with all my heart and soul.
No.
But after seeing Neil Patrick Harris guest judge, I say it's all about him.
He's
adorable,
editing,
anyway.
Jake
or Katy Perry.
No.
Katy Perry, no. I like her tits.
No, Patrick Harris.
I do.
So, anyway, that's all.
I don't like her taste in men. Really? You're dating, what's his name? That one guy? Really? Katy.
He's cute.
No, you are not for real. And that's our audience talking, and they should shut the fuck up right now.
Who is that guy?
Whoa.
Wow.
What's that? Simon Brand. Bland. Bland. I don't care what his name is. Something
Katy
Bland. Katy Perry is dating Simon Bland.
Well, about
Patrick. Oh, she's not dating Simon. Oh my God, this guy. Anyway. This guy loves Neil Patrick Harris, Simon Patrick
he's
Harris.
He's adorable.
No, he's totally cute. But he needs a little
and
Botox.
He's gay.
Right
he's
here,
out.
Right here, right here. Because he's in a perpetual...
Yeah, but you know what? Wrinkles are okay when you're still a cop.
I only get wrinkles when I'm putting my contacts in.
It's true. Okay.
Well, and in my crows when I'm mad at you.
You're never mad at me.
I'm never mad at you.
Never. Okay.
Anyways, next story. Sure. Oh my God. You know, of course, since episode one, I've kind of been a hater of Glee. But I actually love Glee now.
You're quite the gleek.
I am horrendously.
I love
Glee. And I wish, though, sincerely, that I knew how to gleek, because sometimes I try to. You know what gleeking is? Gleeking is when you do the...
Yeah, I think, can't do that.
Where you're licking upward really fast, like, and you can squirt like shit out. It's almost like one of those like tube8.com videos.
Like a snake spitting venom.
Yes, exactly. Where the girls like can come. Where they go, oh my God, they're fucking these straight guys. And like, oh my God, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come. The guy takes his cock out and they go,
and they squirt this juice.
That's so gross.
Fluid.
You've hooked up with a girl. Haven't you seen it?
No.
It takes a really perfect girl to squirt that juice stuff out. Right?
Yeah, so the story was...
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Oh, Glee Sumo Wrestling. Yeah. Watch this. It's so great. Because, you know, sometimes as Americans, we think that we're the only people in the whole world.
Oh, it's true, right?
We totally sincerely, do. We think we made
we're
the show.
So...
Nobody in the whole world. Koreans, Yugoslavians, Armenians, Icelandians. Bjorkians, all of them.
So what is it we're watching?
We're watching a preview for Glee as seen in Japan on like a Tuesday when Glee appears on Thursday.
It's just an ad.
It's not a preview, but it's right.
it's an
advertisement.
It's a commercial.
And it's by a sumo wrestler. Just watch
it. It's so funny.
It's moderately funny. What? Is it the left
like
hand?
That. Yeah,
right hand?
Yeah. Opposite, right?
Opposite.
Love this song. You look so smart picking this song.
That's funny.
That's cute. Look here. So apparently this guy's a
famous sumo wrestler.
Really famous sumo wrestler in Japan.
Japan, Japonesa. Japon. He's got good rhythm too. Look at this. Unbox. It's crazy.
I love it.
Glee. Oh, I love him.
So Fox.
See, how amazing is that?
It's amazing. I love
That's
it.
Crazy.
Love it.
And look, it has all these like fucking like weird Japanese characters on it.
Yeah.
What's up with that? What's up with Japanese characters anyway? The last time I saw Japanese characters was in fourth grade with Mrs. Mallard.
Hey, you need to start drinking up, Buttercup.
Sorry, pussy.
I think it's time for you time for to switch.
All right, drink my pussy. All right. Which one is this one?
It's L.A. Water.
L.A. Water.
Oh, they taste pretty much the same. You know what it is? It's the tequila. I'm just not a fan of tequila.
Tequila fucks me up.
It's not that it fucks me up, but maybe...
Oh my god, this one's much more strong on tequila.
Drink up, girl. All right.
Whatever. What's the next story?
So...
Oh my god, this is the best story in the entire world, ladies and gentlemen.
So there's this website called certifiedvirgin.com where you can make it official and okay, let me read here.
Yeah.
You've been preserving yourself for the right person, but nobody believes you. Now you can prove your virginity with your certificate. Whether you are a virgin, feel like a virgin, or want to be a virgin again, getting a virginity certificate is probably the easiest way to go. Show your friends you care and certify them as well. Getting a certificate is easy and won't hurt your wallet.
That's almost as reliable as those atom for atom notes that say clean as
as a right.
Exactly. What's the date today? 1/31
1/31 right? It's the 31st.
Either way, but it's almost like reliable, really. So nobody goes and actually checks out your cervix. Nobody actually goes out and checks out your asshole.
No.
It says with the circumference of your asshole, it seemed a little big, like you might have taken at least a 2-inch cock in there.
Right.
No.
No, like it cost a buck. And okay. I have to say, this is
so. What is this?
Brilliant.
What?
No, there's no purpose.
Brilliant.
The website is brilliant. I wish I had this idea. Granted, they've only made $336 so far because it tells you 336 certified virgins.
And they take it to the club.
But
with
you can do it online.
Look at this bitch. Hello.
You put in your name and they don't send you one. I don't think it just gives you a digital copy that you can print out for yourself.
Certificate of virginity.
I'm just saying it's brilliant.
I haven't been a virgin since 6 months ago.
Really?
I'm just kidding. But seriously, what are you going to do? You're going to go out on a blind date. And you're going to, are you clean? Yeah, I got my certificate of virginity here. It's labeled as of January 28th. Well, what's happened? Because let me tell you, I had sex with at least 20 guys before in 2 days, 20 guys.
Look at you. Wait, I thought it's been 8 months.
Nine months, right? I'm talking about 2006.
I'm
talking about 2010.
2010, sorry.
Okay. But seriously, story. Certificate of virginity? That's Daddy's favorite.
Love it.
Oh my god. Have you guys seen, and no you haven't because I haven't, and I'm not as big of a dork as you boys are, Monopoly Revolution? Really? I don't like it, but it's amazing.
I love it.
I don't understand how you love this. Monopoly boards are now circular. Circular! You think this is great? You think this is good news?
I have mixed
No, there's no way. Because the whole point of fucking playing Monopoly is playing with the fucking round ball or the...
It's already saturated
in my insides. For its 75th anniversary, Monopoly is getting a massive update. Okay. Turning it circular? You don't even see like any of the good bullshit. I don't even know. I'm looking at it right... I mean, you're looking at it right now too, but... The jail? Where the fuck is the jail, Jake? Where is
Probably in the center? Or no, is it not? It's...
No, it cannot be in the... Where, go.
No, it's right there. That's good.
That cannot be.
No, that's the orange one.
Why is it you like this? I don't like it at all. I don't like it.
I have mixed feelings about it. I'm typically not a traditionalist. I am all about, I'm a futurist. I'm all about evolving and, you know, and jerking myself off and just moving forward, like in okay. whatever.
All right.
So I think it's smart that they're, Monopoly is still, Monopoly is amazing. I'm a big Monopoly fan. Like, everything Monopoly...
There will be, but here it says, in the Monopoly Wars, it, I'm imagining there will be two camps, according to this article.
Yes. Yes, and I agree. And I agree with that, too. The traditionalist, and then the...
a progressive. I am progressive. I am, but...
No, and my problem isn't with the circular board as much as it is the digital money that they have. So, have you played the what's it called?
Digital version?
Yeah, well, just the digital version of the current Monopoly.
But all I... You know, I have, sincerely.
With the credit card shit?
Yeah, but you have to have a banker. Like, someone who doesn't play.
I hate it.
It's all right.
It's ridiculous.
But there are people who play it who... You just have one banker who goes, swipe!
Blah, blah. And it's bullshit. It's so stupid.
Why is it bullshit? It's not bad. As long as somebody... Yes. As long as there's some
it's
idiot
not well
there...
implemented. Like, I forget... We played it once a couple years ago. I forget how... But I remember it was like a pain in the ass. It was novel. It wasn't well done. The idea of a digital bank is cool if they do it right.
But we had netbooks where I'm like, I'm banking Baltic. We might as well fucking play it via internet then. You sit there I'll be like, roll the dice, press enter, and voila.
I'm just saying, if this is the same system of the digital money thing, it's... I'm not for it. But I don't mind the round board.
There's something really twisted about the round board to me. And I don't know what it is yet, and I apologize for not knowing, but, you know, it takes months for me to come up with a bright idea. And look at it. I don't know.
Here's the thing.
Do they still have the fucking horse and the cow
and
the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's still a traditional model.
The cow.
I'll try it. There's no cow. Who's your favorite... What's your favorite Monopoly character?
I am always the horse.
Are you?
The little horse. No, please. What are you?
I'm the thimble.
The bottom.
I'm the thimble.
Like, exactly, the bottom.
Okay.
You're the condom. The thimble is the condom. Okay.
Exactly.
So tell me. Why? Anyway, I'm still fascinated. I don't know. I
want to buy it. I want to try it. I love Monopoly.
Monopoly Revolution will be out in the fall for $35. And don't worry, you'll still be able to find old style boards too.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not like they're not remaking.
I'd rather not even play it in real life. I'd rather play it with the
Wii.
Yeah.
I
do this motion. The Wii. The Wii.
Have you tried Monopoly on the
this
Wii?
This is my ex-boyfriend. This way, the horizontal jerk, and then it's Wii is this one.
Got it.
I played it with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I love it.
It's really, really fun.
Oh, it's so fun. If you haven't played Monopoly on the Wii, check it out. It's it just takes out the need to worry about cash and actually, you know what? If you because it plays by the real rules of the game.
Real world?
The real rules. The real world rules of the game. So, you know when you play Monopoly, it always takes fucking forever to finish a game, like 12 hours and shit, because you're making deals like... trading shit, or like if I land on your properties that I'm trading you, I don't have to pay you, and like you make those kind of deals.
Yeah.
So a game turns into forever. Oh, this is set off. Anyway.
Oh.
What was I saying?
Oh, I don't know.
That when you play on with the real rules of the game, it takes
real
like,
world, real world of
am
the
I,
game.
Am I mumbling that bad?
No.
The real rules of the game.
I hear real world.
Takes,
I think real world. Road rules.
Like an hour.
Road rules.
Oh my god.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Road rules. Did you ever watch that?
Yeah. Are you kidding? I loved Road Rules. Oh my god, except for one season where they kicked off that one cute girl. Anyway, I'm done. Cute girl?
I know what?
I'm sorry. I don't know what I was saying. Anyway. Is there another story?
We could. I mean, we've gone over already, I think.
Supposedly, this is really sad, but there's a man committed Facebook suicide.
Yeah, tell me the story.
He text messaged that I'm hanging myself, or this is it, I'm done. And it was over.
Who does that?
People. I wish Facebook was almost like a premonition story. Like I could put, I'm getting barebacked at like 6 o'clock in the night, and then come 10 o'clock, it's actually happening.
No.
That's so horrible that you're laughing at this guy.
No, I was laughing at your joke.
You're laughing at Facebook suicide.
I was laughing at your joke.
That's horrible.
Oh,
sorry. No.
It's sad. Obviously, sad that he committed suicide. I don't.
No, of course that's
the sad part.
How many
friends did he have? Like, did his friends respond, or did they like,
what?
Like if or did they think he was joking, or like if I said that on my Facebook, like I would, my friends would either think I'm joking or would be over and like help me out.
They might help you out.
Unless, yeah, that's true. Who knows? I hope so.
Like, I'm too busy. I'm sorry, girl. I don't think you're always making those desperate threats or something. No?
Yeah. No, I'm not, but...
Whatever. Daddy has more to drink. Jake, take the show for me.
All right.
What else are we talking about?
Well, this was your thing, too. The
I'm dripping all over myself.
Mm.
Oh, God.
So there was...
I'm pre-coming.
There was a story online about how to unlock any padlock. Why is this all like...
And if you watched last week's episode, past the part where I jerked off and came, you would have seen this episode. We already did it last week. But what? Jake is going to relive it for us.
We did what?
After I jerked off last week in our episode on iTunes. Just show
us. Oh, okay. Anyway. So we tried this. There's a whole like explanation of how you do this. We tried it. It took us... We spent probably 15 minutes on it.
And, no, seriously.
And we didn't get it to work.
I think it's open to interpretation.
I think it probably works.
Very difficult. You need two people at least. One to hold, because it's very difficult. There is an article that said, if you hold on to the padlock and then you turn it counterclockwise... Oh, God, I already have carpal tunnel feeling heart really hurt right here. God, it hurts really bad.
It's like, a process.
Oh, see, okay, you turn it counterclockwise, which is not to the right. You turn it to the left.
Left. That'd be counterclockwise, yes.
I turn it to the left?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you this whole thing, you'll see it. We'll put a link to it. And you do this whole, like, algorithm or something.
There's no algorithm.
There's an algorithm. The whole thing is an algorithm.
An algorithm is like a formula. This is a formula. Okay, there's an algorithm to it.
That's right.
Whatever.
Jake is wrong for once, people.
Anyway.
Thank you.
So what would be the use of unlocking any padlock?
If only I jerked off with this left hand more, I wouldn't be hurting so much right here.
Can you jerk off with your right-handed?
Yeah.
You say that like...
I jerk off with my left hand.
I'm left-handed.
Jerk off my left hand all the time because it simulates having a stranger jerk you off.
I don't see that. But it doesn't feel...
Yes, it does. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't think it feels better.
No, it feels different because I'm like so used to like for 10 years of my life jerking off like this, but then a left hand equals a stranger. Oh, yeah.
I'm actually left-handed.
Hand the numb first.
Yeah. How do you do that?
Sit on it.
Really?
What? What's this magic?
Okay, the audience is saying that if you let your numb go...
Your numb go what?
Your hand go numb. So you sit on it for a long time, or you just attach like...
Sitting on your hand doesn't make it go numb.
Yes, it does.
It does, actually.
5 minutes, no blood going to your hand, sure.
Okay.
And then you just... Oh my God, that's...
kind of hot. Let's try it.
Really weird.
Let's try it right now.
iTunes, take that. What now?
Oh, Jake.
What else? We don't have anything else to talk about. I think that's it.
I think that's it as well.
Okay. So, wrap up. Follow us on Twitter. I am OC Jake.
And I'm Al Up in That, as in Alan, but Al, half of the name,
yeah,
Al-Ann.
Yeah, they see it. You don't have to explain it all.
Oh.
Dork.
What are you grabbing there?
There was something in there.
Oh, there's one there.
There's something.
Oh, my God. There's these, like, weird magic fairies.
You're
good. It's a Midsummer Night's Dream up in fagnation.com right now.
Twitter, fan us on Facebook at facebook.com/fagnation. And, there's something else we wanted to say.
We wanted Twitter, we wanted fagnation, subscribe to us.
Of course.
And rate us on iTunes.
Subscribe,
and
rate,
I'm sorry for these glasses. I went to contacts, which I'm wearing right now, actually. And I'm, there you go, we got so many more viewers now after I took my glasses off.
They came back.
They're cute. They came back to us, like, oh, I got greasy stains. Sorry.
You're good.
Whatever. So
that's it.
We got everything.
God, I feel like we're forgetting something. Whatever. I'm enjoying my drink. Oh, seriously? We've not finished our fucking drinks in like...
I drank
ever.
Like six fail. Drinks today, you faggot.
That's a fail. That's a fagnation fail.
Well, either way.
We should have to do something. You know what happens? If we don't finish it in time...
Got to chug it.
Well, no, you don't drip on my floor.
I'm sorry. I did not drip on your floor.
We chug it at the
end. I did it on your couch.
We have to finish this. Okay. We have to finish this.
We cannot finish this.
Let's just do it.
All right.
We'll turn it into something. I don't know.
Please hold.
All right.
Okay, hold on. Sorry, audio version. We're apologizing.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, I can't chug this whole thing. Oh, my God.
Go.
You're going to get drunk. Well, I had more than you. Okay, we can't finish.
You had more than me. I'm done. Come on.
I started with more.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Audio version again. We're so sorry.
Oh,
video
audio.
Version. We're sorry for you
we
having to watch
you
do
out.
This. No, you will not.
I want the audio.
No, it is not.
Did you hear us drink?
Well, I'm not bored.
Talking. Okay. Well, because you're drunk.
I'm not bored. Audio.
Okay. Okay.
It's like audio is one person. Just one. It's like the Matrix. Right. You are the Matrix.
Love it. Yeah. Are you gonna finish? Can you? Oh, you got less than I do. Shit. Sure. Oh, I'm done. Damn. We should have done that at the beginning of the show, because now we're going to be fucked up and you're not going to see it.
Oh, God.
And whatever.
They do not want to see us fucked up.
No, they do. They totally do.
No.
Please. Of course they do. That's funny.
They do not want to see me changing my tampon. That is not fun.
So,
and that is about to happen. Ugh.
Thanks
Jesus.
For watching. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
We appreciate you.
Love it.
Bye. Love you.